It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Here's Jeff and Rich. Hey, Rich. Great show.
Hey. Let's keep it rolling.
Let's keep it rolling indeed. You know, Rich, we've talked before, we've talked a lot about how the internet has changed business in general, but particularly for small business, it kind of levels the playing field in many ways, whether it be search engine optimization or social media, and here's crowdfunding, you know, in the form of Kickstarter. Man, the power of this is incredible.
Truly revolutionized the way we work as entrepreneurs, what we can get done, how we can form companies on a virtual basis and still be very effective, you know, someone down the street or across the country or across the globe. It's just extraordinary. And all that access that you now have to customers that may be beyond your region, your locale.
Absolutely. And you were making the point at the end of the last segment about how it's not just about raising money, it's creating those ambassadors, those supporters that are not only going to be first customers of yours, but they're going to help spread the word and, you know, create that, you know, that ignition that you need to get your business off the ground. It's amazing. I'm a huge fan.
You know what I think we need to do, Jeff? I think we need to do a crowdfunded project.
Rather than just talking about it,
let's do it.
You know, the amazing thing about Startup Nation Radio, I mean, you know, of course, we know a thing or two about small business and entrepreneurship, but we are always learning, and we're always getting inspired, too. I want to do a Kickstarter project. I think that'd be amazing.
Yep.
I think that'd be amazing. Well, how about this? I mean, how about our next guest? We talked about a $15,000 average in money raised. How about the first campaign this next guest did? Raised over $315,000. How about this next campaign with one day left raising over $130,000 so far? I mean, this is a guy clearly who knows how to utilize Kickstarter and knows how to bring good ideas to the world. This is Carl Kozak. Carl, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Hey, guys. Jeff, Rich, thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you on. So this current project, tell us about its Trackline Belts, right?
Right. We launched the project for the first time last year, as you said, on Kickstarter, and did $315,000 in about 30 days. And we introduced four basic variations on our new belt. The Trackline belts have a track that's hidden in the back of the leather strap. And we use kind of a ratchet buckle that we designed here in the States, manufactured overseas, that kind of clicks through. It's kind of a ratcheting kind of mechanism, almost like a zip tie, and it locks, it stops at your exact waist size. So there's about 40 sizing positions, whereas a regular belt you get 5 1-inch spaced holes. This has every quarter of an inch.
Carl, as a tweener between 32 and 33, I cannot thank you enough for inventing this product.
Everybody's waist fluctuates throughout the day, throughout the week. As you eat, you know, you exercise, one day you don't, you eat too much, whatever, but you don't typically, you know, fluctuate an inch. So this kind of allows you to just get that perfect fit every time, and it feels very secure. The only way you can release it is with the small release tab under the buckle.
Yeah, now, Rich, I know Rich, don't even go there. I know your mouth is watering. You're coming after the big brother. You're coming after the big brother right now. We're talking about waist sizes, belt sizes. Come on, don't
Carl,
even go there.
Carl, you see?
No,
you see
cheap shots.
Now, Carl, you do know that one of the great applications for your Trackline belt is that, for example, in the case of my big brother, you could just continuously let it out.
Well,
right?
Well, what I like about it, you know,
well, our belt has a 10-inch track on the back, so you can when you cut it, it one size fits all in a sense. We send you a one size letter, and you cut it to your size range. You kind of get it to sit in the middle of the track. That way you can go 5 inches in any one direction.
Well, what I like about it, I can have, you know, I might have a rib dinner one night and I might need to, you know, let it out a little bit. And the next morning I run a marathon, I can pull it back in. So I like that.
Right.
Really, it works
for
me. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Right on.
Retailers don't have to stock the shelves with, you know, 10 of each size. They just have one belt.
Yep. Hey, Carl.
Oh, that's really interesting. That's a huge differentiator for your business. You have far fewer SKUs of your product than a traditional belt manufacturer.
Yeah,
that's
no question.
True, yes.
Hey, Carl, you know, clearly you've got good ideas. You know how to use Kickstarter, clearly. Let's talk about some of the keys to success. I mean, you've not only raised money on Kickstarter, but you've beaten that $15,000 average by 10, 20 times. What's the key to success? Is it the I mean, it's all the things, obviously.
I mean, I think, first of all, we have a great product. And, you know, the first time we did this campaign, as you mentioned, we're on a campaign right now that ends tomorrow evening. the 2.0. But when we started this, you know, I was in the film industry for a while, so I made a decent video and put a lot of work into it, and we had a great product. So that when we launched on a Sunday, the Kickstarter, the first project, the next morning when I awoke to kind of get going on the marketing, I had a long list of things to do and people to notify and tell about. We'd already hit $10,000 that next morning, and I was like, wow.
Wow.
So what happened was a lot of the Kickstarter people, a lot of the Kickstarter fans that go there on a regular basis saw the product and had already purchased it. So that kind of got us off and running. And so there was a lot of social media marketing, a lot of reaching out to men's fashion sites, gadget sites, tech sites, just anybody I thought might make sense for the belt, you know, once we got
the campaign. What about talking to journalists or, you know, bloggers? Is that a big part of the promotional effort?
It is. It is. And we send out a number of samples. It's harder than you might expect to get, you know, attention that way because they are bombarded with a lot of new products, a lot of these different bloggers. And some of the more popular sites, obviously, it's not enough just to send them a sample. They'd like to get some cash if they could. We didn't do that. We kind of made it a policy of ours not to do that. But a lot of them, you know, they have big audiences. So sending them a
Have you done any swag bag stuff for, you know, celebrities and things of that kind?
We actually were approached by a couple of different people, but we just didn't want to, everybody wants money. Everybody wants an endorsement deal. And we just really, at that point, it was our first, you know, we were just getting started and we just couldn't afford it. So we kind of politely said, no, thank you. It, you know, in the beginning phases of any business, I just didn't know if I wanted a football player wearing one or a golfer or, you know, and a lot of them were kind of expensive. So it made it a bit
difficult.
And
Jeff, you know, we asked our previous guest from Salad Shot, Adam, about the payback for people. What do they get back out of making a contribution or becoming a backer?
The reward, as Kickstarter calls it.
Well, what's great about Kickstarter, I mean, I wish I'd had this when I was younger because I've been an entrepreneur for a while and done a number of different things in my life. But, you know, this is a non-equity type of thing. So really they're just pre-buying a product that you've made. I mean, usually most Kickstarter people like us, we've got a few prototypes, we can actually show you what it's going to look like, we've had it made. Now we need you to help fund our inventory and get us off the ground, help pay for our tooling, our molds, and get inventory. So we're pricing it, you know, you're not just buying a belt from me. I mean, I'm not just making money, I'm actually going to buy a belt and a half or two belts with every belt I sell. Because if I was to price my item just to sell you a belt and pass the money through, it really wouldn't do me much good at the end of the campaign, would it? Right.
No, that's a treadmill.
You
know? Right.
Yeah. I made 1,000 belts, sold 1,000 belts, and bank account would be zero. So, I priced everything like most people are on Kickstarter. I want to at least buy another half of another belt or another full belt, and I'd put that in my warehouse to sell in the future.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, I've got a quick question about the minute or so we have left. And first of all, congratulations. Amazing. You're amazing.
Thanks.
You speak well. Or you're articulate. It's clear why you're successful. Your product's amazing. Hey, Carl, 44% of Kickstarter projects succeed. By definition, then about 56% or so fail. Why? And by the way, those are great numbers. I love those numbers. But even so, why? What do you think some of the reasons for failure are?
Well, that's a really high success rate, actually, though, isn't it?
Amazing.
Amazing. That's really high. Well, when I look at I'm in the fashion category, and sometimes I wish I had been in the design or the technology, because when men come to, I was a novice last year when I started with Kickstarter, of course, but when I look at it now, I think, wow, most men don't go to fashion when they come on a Kickstarter. I was selling a men's product. They go to tech or design, something else, right? But in the fashion category, I can tell you that there's just a lot of people are coming to the table with, you know, I want to print a T-shirt. You know, I'm going to put something on a T-shirt.
So the project's not compelling enough. I mean, it's got to be engaging. It's got to get right. You got to get to that psychic income that Rich and I talked about, that emotional reward. Listen, Carl, congratulations. Great success story. Hey, we're going to keep following you. We'll have you back on Startup Nation Radio. Thanks for being on. Rich, great show.
Thank you.
Love doing the show with you, Rich.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
If you guys get a chance out there, check out our project at Kickstarter Trackline 2.0. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Well done, Carl. Hey, Rich. Great show.
Right on, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Let's get out there and start it up.
Get out there and start it up. For all of you moaners and groaners out there who can't raise the funding, go to Kickstarter and get started now. Make it happen.